Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian Protestant Internet Church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the name of the Lord, and whatever time it happens to be where you are. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here, and all of you are here, and we're grateful that you all could come together in the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord has a wonderful word for us tonight, and it dovetails a message from Wednesday night. So if you did not get to participate in service on Wednesday night, I would recommend that you recast Wednesday night as the two messages go and flow together. Amen? Amen. And you might want to recast anyway so that you can be refreshed on what we discussed. Amen? Praise God. You know, it's a wonderful season of the year. And the season is depending on where you live. Where I am, it's about almost 80 degrees. And where you are, it might be snowing. So, you see, we have multiple seasons going on at the same time. And it's quite an interesting situation, I believe. And I believe it's one worthy of some prayer. Don't you think so? So, I just want to thank the Lord for all of you and for his gracious goodness. Amen. I believe that I'm supposed to remind everyone, oh, it's 24 degrees there? Well, it's almost 80 here, dear. Oh, my. What a difference. 7 to 8 inches of snow. No, dear, there's no snow here anywhere. Well, you hang out in the snow, and we'll try to keep from fainting in the heat. How about it? Okay? We'll do lemonade, and I don't know what you're going to do. Maybe hot chocolate, okay? But we'll all survive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was saying something, Lord. What was I saying before I lost my train of thought? Oh, I was talking about hot chocolate? Y'all are funny. Oh, anyway, I'm supposed to be reminding you about the fast. Let's see. The fast begins on the 9th, February 9th. At 12:01 a.m. That's when it starts. And it goes all the way through to February 18th. Thank you, Brother Bill. At midnight, your time zone. So it's going to begin on Wednesday the 9th at 12:01 a.m., your time zone. And it goes through Friday, February 18th at midnight, your time zone. Amen. And regardless of the temperature, this is the way it is. Amen. Goodness, it's cold there. Mm. And I'm sitting up here about trying to turn on the air conditioning. My goodness. Okay, we'll work on that. Praise the Lord. So, Saint, whether you're all wrapped up in a blanket, or if you're trying to reset the thermostat for the air conditioner, whatever you're doing, we pray that you brought the Lord to church with you. Amen? Amen. Praise God. This is real interesting, Lord. So let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you that you're everywhere. No matter what's happening where we are, you're with us and you're inside of us. We want to thank you for an increased awareness of your very presence in us, that we can never be alone because you're in us and with us at the same time. We want to thank you, Lord, as we yield our vessels to you to be used of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for every circumstance that you walk us into. It's part of our growth. We want to thank you for the challenges of everyday living. It's part of our development. It's part of our sanctification. So, Lord, help us to respond to challenges, to problems, even to wonderful things, the way you would have us to, Lord. We're changing, we're transforming, and we're becoming the people of God that you have called us to be. The Bible says, Lord, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. I won't be confused, Lord, because you're here to help me. The Bible also tells us that you're not the author of confusion, but of peace. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of confusion in the body of Christ. We bind it in the saints, Father, in Jesus' name. We bind it in our environment, in Jesus' holy name. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. We want to thank you, Lord, that we put our trust in you. Never allow us, Lord, to be put to confusion. We thank you, Lord, that when as we trust you, you deliver us. When we cry unto you, you come to see about us, and we are not confused. We're not confused. We're not dismayed because we know who our God is, and we know that we can trust you. We know that you are faithful. We know that we can depend on you, Lord. So we want to thank you for being our rock. We want to thank you for being our strength. We want to thank you for being our hope. We want to thank you, Lord, for being the glory and the lifter up of our heads, Lord. We want to thank you for being our wisdom and our righteousness. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for the warring, linking angels and the praising angels. We want to thank you, Lord, that there's no reason for us to ever fear. However, we must walk in faith because the just shall live by faith. We want to thank you, Lord, that you lead us and direct us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You tell us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our path. We want to thank you, Lord, that our loins are girt about with truth, that we wear the breastplate of righteousness, and that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you for the shield of faith that we take to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn it in Jesus' name. Lord, you supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Therefore, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. And we thank you for the members of Miracle Outreach Ministries. We thank you for all who join us every Wednesday, every Friday, and every Sunday. We want to thank you for those who participate and celebrate Holy Communion with us, Lord, on Sundays. We want to thank you for those who come up in the chat room and post their scriptures, their warfare scriptures as we pray. We want to thank you, Lord, for those who pray in their prayer languages as we do spiritual warfare. We want to thank you, Lord, for all of those who enter their prayer requests into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. We want to thank you, Lord, for all of those who come up in agreement in the prayer room. We want to thank you, Lord, for those who actually do things that we instruct them to do, that they do. All of the things that we teach, Lord, they have a copy of the Dream Protocol in their Bible because we asked them to do so. So we thank you, Father, for all of those who are participating and who are coming together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there will be unity in the body and that your spirit will abide with us. We thank you, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, and all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. We cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his kingdom, and his powers in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and throne them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital demons, technology demons and their attacks, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits, their attacks, water and marine spirits, their attacks, all sex devils, their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all sorcery devils in their attacks, seducing, womanizing, drone and whoredom spirits in their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all whoredom spirits in their attacks, even the voice of the charmers in the name of Jesus, all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks. We bind all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave weapons and their attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, the work of every druid, and all 5G in Jesus' name. All EMF attacks are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all spirits coming through the computers, the cell phones, and all technology and electronic devices in Jesus' name. We close those portals and seal them in the name of Jesus Christ. We close those portals and seal them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind and overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, and we bind all free-flying devils. We bind all Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, North American, South American, native persons, Rukati, tribal persons, Caribbean, Latin American, black and white magic, all of the magic, even the native idolatrous worships that take place on the planet, all of their rituals, all of their ceremonies, all of their dedications, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We put you into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. All the mixing, all the intermixing of a little bit of Christianity along with native practices, we bind in Jesus' name. A little bit of Christianity with occult practices, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. Reiki borojete ruguse be shanda rekise imamamama roleredio sundere briki sitere briki asa. A little bit of Christianity and a war dance. A little bit of Christianity and a rain dance. A little bit of Christianity and water witching. We bind you in Jesus' name. Rebebebe rukuse. The old ways, the old practices that are not of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over you in the name of Jesus, and we bind you. All the sacrifices and witchcraft, that is, and occult practices that are done on the full moon, even those on the new moon. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those things done in the bush, we bind you in Jesus' name. Those things done under the sea, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those things bound and done in the heavenlies, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind witchcraft in the churches. We bind voodoo and hoodoo practices in the Christian church in the name of Jesus Christ. We appeal to the righteous judge and we ask for an adjudication concerning those churches, those organizations that attempt to combine Osiris and Baal with the Almighty God. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We put you into the spiritual cage and we turn you over to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We bind you in the name of Jesus. All those religions where Jesus Christ was a good man or a prophet, but he's not God Almighty. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those religions, where the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the King James Version of the Bible, is not the basis of the faith. But there are other works, other books, other writings, other authors beside the Holy Spirit. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the spiritual cage. We appeal to the righteous judge for his adjudication. Hey, hallelujah. We bind paganism in Jesus' name. We bind the works of Wicca. We bind the works of Wicca. We bind the spirit of mimicking and mockery in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you open blind eyes to see and that deaf ears to hear so that they can know that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship. We bind all witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind the formation of bullflies and other demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Erukusa, Yariki, we take authority, dominion, and power over seeking out demonic knowledge in Jesus' name. Rike sela la dioso da rokusha terebri. Kirishila la dioso ndrebri ke dioso terebri. Rekete rukutu rebri she terebra ka dioso ndrebri. Rekete rebri she la dioso ndrebri ki de soto rokusa. Yarki se terebri ke la dioso ndrebri ke dioso ndrebri. Kirishila la dioso ndrebri ki ala la dioso nde she teremana. Yarki hebe she ke terebra ka de se terebri. Isha la dioso ndrebri ki ala la dioso. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, defile, corrupt, divide, confound, undermine, despise, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool, and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncements, vows, root work, or sin against us. Astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, no unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' holy name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient art, rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make believe and fantasy. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Make believe and fantasy. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, all Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnations, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, I cut each member of Miracle Internet Church free from demonic spirit guides in Jesus' name. Hey, kura gasha. Break it. We break your grip and hold. We break your grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We appeal to the righteous judge, and we ask him to judge our associations and our friendships in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride. We bind Leviathan. We strip him of his armor. We break his jaw. We put out his fire. We break his death roll in Jesus' name. We bind his entire kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We take his crown back and we give it to the Lord Jesus. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all deisha, nana nani okuta, rusa tarabrika de didia, sandigabrisha tarabrika de didia, rukosa. We make void every sacrifice done for a member of Miracle Internet Church or Miracle Outreach Ministries. And we return it from whence it came in the name of Jesus Christ. Rusa tarabrusha de didia, kima mama mashon that. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baselech, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Atlas, Mammon, and Apollyon, and Osiris. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rike, and we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes and triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the powers of every demonic, every Masonic ritual in Jesus' name, every ceremony, every sacrifice, hey, all implement the work of the Demole. We break the powers of the Godhead that they worship that is not Jesus Christ. We cut ourselves free from them with the sword of the Spirit. We cut ourselves free from them and all ties to them. We cut ourselves free. We cut ourselves free from every ungodly lodge. We cut ourselves free from every coven. We tip over their tables in Jesus' name. Runda da bere kelele dio sunda rugusa be shete
Erguja la lelia sandere brusho. Kima mama mama sundere breke. Hallelujah. 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 We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all. We loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief according to Calvary, Father, in Jesus' name, in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus far above, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut ourselves free from every witchcraft coven in the name of Jesus Christ. All the witchcraft covens worldwide, we cut ourselves free, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loose ourselves from them in Jesus' mighty name. We loose ourselves from them, from their activities, from their membership, from their beliefs, from their foundations, from concerning them. We loose ourselves forevermore from them in Jesus' name. Father, we loose ourselves from any contact that we have had with the occult, knowingly or unknowingly, in Jesus' name. There's no fellowship with the righteous and the wicked. Esha mama mama kusa. Yamba baba kushende da brisa da diosa da bri. Risa da broka le diosa ta. We send back all the works done against us by any such group in Jesus' name. Any such person. Isha da raka. Isa da brisa ta. We send it back wherever it came from according to the covenant in Jesus' name. Risa bebe bebe se de da diosa da bri. Lord, we will have no friendships with a wicked person. In Jesus' name. Shields up in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Father, kings, and all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are persecuted. We take authority, dominion, and power over the inordinate use of authority in the world, and we bind it and send it into the cage in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you, Lord. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover our vehicles, the road that we travel, We bind all inordinate activity on those roads. We bind witches, warlocks, wizards, sorcerers, animals, spirits traveling the roads in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind irresponsible driving in Jesus' name. We bind lawlessness and recklessness in Jesus' holy name. We bind accidents and tragedies and collisions of every sort. We send them right back to the enemy. They're his idea in Jesus' name. We take authority over the demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. We command them to stay away from us. We cut ourselves free of their connection to us. We loose ourselves from the connection in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the giant warring angels that protect us and our property as we sleep day and night. We thank you for the wall of protection around us from Zechariah. We cut ourselves free from any spirit that followed us from anywhere that we've been in the past month in Jesus' name. We pull out fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, all voodoo, all pricking, come out in Jesus' name, all pricking, come out now, bound in Jesus' name, sudden pain, bound in Jesus' name, come out of the people of God, come out of God's people. You have no right. We return to sender in the name of Jesus. Unusual activity on our property. Return to sender. Return to sender. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Broken contracts, bound in Jesus' name. We send it back. We send it back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. All of our business connections, we submerge under the blood of Jesus Christ. All of our business transactions and connections, we submerge under the blood of Jesus Christ. And we appeal to the righteous judge for his judgment in Jesus' name. We cut and burn all ungodly silver cords and ley lines. We sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, vows, pledges, pacts, agreements, consults, garlands, and all forms of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy walls of protection, any type of protection, around all shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, artificial intelligence, sorcerers, and the like. And we break the power of every vex, hex, curse, love spell, charm, all psychic thoughts, prayers, all bewitchments, potions, jinxes, all mind control, sickness, pain, and torment, psychic warfare, incantations, candle burnings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, tribal rituals, and sin, even ungodly blessings. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you sharpen our alertness. For we are not ignorant of Satan and his devices in Jesus' holy name. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Brother Bill, if you'd be so kind as to post the information about the fast for those who came in a little late. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your ever presence with us, Lord, and in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we ask you to have mercy on all of those that are affected by the snowstorm. We ask you, Lord, to keep them safe. We ask you, Lord, to keep them warm. We ask you, Lord, to keep them, if need be, fed and watered. Even though they may not have electricity, that you will take care of them, Lord. You said that you keep your eyes even on sparrows and that we are worth much more to you than a sparrow. So, Father, we thank you for covering them with your arms of protection. We ask you, Lord, to cover and protect our air conditioners where it's being extremely warm out of season. We ask you, Lord, where it's being extremely cold, that you keep them warm and covered and safe. In Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power. Hey, hallelujah. Now, over every road, every highway, every interstate, every path on the planet, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid the demons to cross in Jesus' name. We forbid the devils to cross the highway, the interstate, the road, the street, the pathway, the dirt road. We forbid you to cross in Jesus' name. We forbid you to cross in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus goes before us. Thank you for that, Father. We thank you, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Well, our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 23. And our verses for meditation come from the Old Testament in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. Our featured ebook is one that some of you have read and many of you have not read. It's Transference of Spirit, and the link is presently in the chat room. Amen. Transference of Spirit. You need to read this book. It affects your everyday living. Amen. Our call-in number, our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. Tonight we're talking about a new mind. A new mind. Praise the Lord. A new mind. Amen. So, okay. Amen. That's better. That's better. A new mind. At our last meeting, we discussed the importance of being changed into the image of Christ. We discussed the significance of knowing Christ is in us and each of us is in him. We discovered that many believers claim to be sons of God, but few are walking as Jesus walked, and even fewer are being led by the Holy Spirit. We learn that we must grow far more in our relationship with Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. This growth in intimacy and in obedience in our relationship is by the renewal of our mind. I'll say that again. This growth in intimacy and in obedience in our relationship to the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ must be accessed by the renewal of our minds. In other words, if we're planning to have a more intimate relationship with our God, our minds are going to have to get renewed. And that's the way it is. Amen? This renewal of our minds is a command of Scripture. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's right. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You see, the way you think now does not match the way God thinks. And the way you believe now does not completely line up with the Godhead. So there must needs be a change in your thought life. There must needs be change in your beliefs and attitudes. Amen. It's the truth. Some of us are still lugging around attitudes from the family that we grew up with that are not found in Christ Jesus our Lord. In fact, they're in direct conflict with the Scriptures. And we must learn to identify those, and once identified, to repent of them. Once we recognize them, we realize that they're wrong, that they do not line up with Jesus Christ. We must choose to repent of them and then to forsake those ways. We have to learn to not just say, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. No, we have to turn away from those ways and do them no more, and turn instead to what the Scripture says to do. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us if we ask for help. Amen? Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. Now, right there, be not conformed to this world. You can't go around saying I'm a Christian and believing what the world believes, acting like the world acts, and doing what the world does. You see, we're completely different from the world. We're in God's kingdom now. So you won't be going around with the OMG thing going on. That's attempting to take the Lord's name in vain. It's a form of blasphemy. And there are many other such customs that the world engages in that are not suitable nor fitting for any Christian anywhere. They are not suitable nor fitting for any Christian anywhere. But you can't go around like a sponge soaking up the world's attitudes, soaking up what the world does and acting like, oh, that's okay, it's nothing big about that. Well, yes, it is. I can remember when tattoos were not the rage. Everybody almost did not have a tattoo. Not to mention they're a violation of Scripture. But now in society, it's hard to find a person who doesn't have a tattoo. You see, a lot of people that call themselves Christians ran out to get a tattoo because that was what the world was doing. But you see, you can't do that in Christ. You can't say I'm a Christian and I'm connected to Jesus Christ and do the things the world does. It's off limits to you. But instead, be ye transformed, be ye changed, metamorphosis, like from caterpillar to butterfly. Be changed by the renewing of your mind. What goes on in your mind matters. That's why we teach you to bind every thought. That's why we teach you 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That means it comes into direct conflict with the Word of God. Direct conflict, just like tattoos, direct conflict with the Scriptures. Amen. And why do you need your mind renewed? So that you can prove, you can put on display, you can walk out every day what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So you can stop doing what the devil teaches them to do, and you can start doing the will of God consistently. Amen? Amen. But how, you say, how can I get this done? Well, I can tell you some things that won't work. Well, it will not be what is known as positive thinking. You know, there was this wave of so-called positive thinking where if you dropped something on your toe, you couldn't say, oh, that hurts, even though it does. Oh, no, you have to confess that it's healed by. It is healed by the stripes of Jesus. But at the moment what that can falls on your foot, that thing hurts, okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. I think you get the point. Nor will it be by repeating and confessing certain scriptures. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's not how this renewal is going to take place. Yes, confessing scriptures are a part of it, but it's not the whole thing. Amen? Our minds are renewed by a constant and consistent contact with the Word of God. Constant and consistent contact with the Word of God. See, the Word talks about, let me find that scripture. The Word talks about, yeah, in Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, as in a mirror, in other words, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. In other words, what we're saying is when you come in contact with the Word of God, it's supposed to be like a mirror. You're supposed to see who you really are. And what is preferred for you to see is the glory of God shining through you. When you look into the Word, you should see what you really are, not what you think you are or what you profess to be, but what you really are. And as we continually engage
with the Word of God. Remember, I told you long time ago, you can't just sit there and read words on a page. You've got to open up to the Word of God. You've got to receive the Word of God. You've got to embrace the Word of God. You've got to implant the Word of God into you. And you've got to let it go deep into you and lodge there. Amen? It's got to become a part of you. So, as we continually and on a constant basis interface with the Word of God, if we open up and allow for such change, see, there's the thing about it. You have to allow for the change. You must allow for the change. You must participate. You must yield. You must give up those ways that the Bible is saying, no, that's not the right way. And you must embrace what the Bible says, this is the way of the Lord. You have to drop off the old and pick up the new life in Christ. And it has to become your life. It just can't be what it says on the page. No, it has to become your. Amen? Amen. I think we got that. It has to become yours. So, our minds are renewed by a constant and consistent contact with the Word of God. Amen. Believers can repeat scriptures from morning till midnight, but until our minds, with all of our attitudes and desires, is renewed and changed and conformed by the Word of God, we will remain the same. You see, you can sit there and read the scriptures all day long, and you can quote them, but until your mind opens, until you open your mind to what the Word is actually saying and actually apply it to your own life, it will deal with your attitude. It will deal with your desire. It will deal with the way you were raised. It will deal with what you never learned. But you have to allow for that to happen. You can't sit there in pride with your door closed to the Word of God. When the Word of God comes to show you who you are and you find out the picture is not one that you desire, you can't decide, well, I'm just not going to read that anymore. No. The Word of God remains. And thereby you walk in rebellion. Amen? But rebellion is not what the Lord is looking for. You know, he talks about stubbornness. Amen? And it's not desirable. Amen. It's not desirable. Praise the Lord. He says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So you got rebellion in your life? It's witchcraft to him. And stubbornness is the same as iniquity and idolatry. Why? Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. You're basically calling the Lord a liar with your life. That's not wise, saints. God can't lie. Amen? Amen. In Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. Oh, about around verse 17, Ephesians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul prayed for us many years ago, and I thank the Lord for his prayer being recorded for us so that we would have a record of what the Lord wanted him to pray for the body of Christ. Amen. He prayed for our Heavenly Father that he would grant to us a spirit of wisdom and a spirit of revelation in the knowledge of him, in the knowledge of our God. We need help when it comes to knowing our God. In other words, that we would come to know and to receive understanding of who our God really is. You know, I told you Sunday about the friend I met that had this misconception of who Jesus Christ really is. And I explained to you that I told him that his concept of Jesus Christ was askew because he was not embracing other scriptures that explain the Lord's character to him more clearly, and that religion had painted the picture that he had. I also encouraged him to ask the Lord Jesus to reveal himself so that he would get to know the true and living God for who he is. Amen. I also stated that many saints need to do that too. Many saints have a religious view of the Lord. I'll give you a case in point here because it's on the tapes anyway. And Brother Marshall knows I love him, but this was just an example. It happened many years ago. We were on the air, and I started talking about Abraham and how rich he was, how the Lord had blessed him. But when he put out Hagar and Ishmael, he sent them out with just bread and water. Seriously, that's what he did. In spite of the fact that he was quite wealthy, he could have given them a camel. He could have given them a mule. He could have given them more food. He didn't. He just sent them out into the desert with bread and water. And I was talking about how really awful that was. And it was very similar to some things people are doing now. I read an article not too long ago about a couple that had been married for 10 years. They have four children, two from him from some previous arrangement and two that they had together. And all of a sudden, the man, without any discussion with his wife, he decided to take all of his money, his part of the money, in their joint account out and put it in a private checking account that she has no access to. And then on top of that, you know, he made six figures. And what she made was in the low, that would be five figures. And I mean it was low. And he wanted her to pay $900 a month for rent. And I went, excuse me, I thought they were married. Now he's going to be the landlord and she's going to be the tenant. Is that it? While she's also spending her money on the four children. Well, it's kind of like that. People have their own derivation, evil and wickedness that they perform under the guise of, I love you, we're married. That's a lie, you know. But Abraham did not act honorably toward Hagar and Ishmael in doing so. And it shocked Brother Marshall. It shocked him to the point that he went back and looked it up. And he found out that was exactly what had happened. So you see what I'm saying is we have an idea in our mind about God is like this. And he does this, and I see this about him, that about him, and the other. But the minute we run into some scriptures that don't fit in our idea of who God is, we want to throw those scriptures out. Well, that's not the way it works.
You see, there's a complete revelation of him. And the scriptures embody that. You can't like this part about Jesus and not like this part about it. He's whole. He's not broken up into parts. I was talking to someone not too long ago, and he was saying he was asking the Lord to be merciful to somebody that was being disobedient. And I remarked to that person, God is mercy. He is mercy. All of him is mercy. All of him is love. All of him is truth. It's his natural deportment to be merciful because he's mercy. It's his automatic deportment to be loving because he is love. Amen? So, you can't have a God of your own understanding. You've got to have the real one, which is why we direct you exclusively to the King James Version of the Bible. You've got to have the right ideas about the Lord, or else you have a false Christ and you have a false spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the prayer the Holy Spirit prayed through the Apostle Paul was that we would walk in wisdom with this knowledge and understanding of who God is and what his point is with us. You see, saints, foolishness and carnality is a hindrance to this kind of revelation. So if you have a life that's primarily carnal, it's worldly, it's earthly, it's what goes on every day, you know, that kind of thing, and you have not allowed spiritual knowledge to exceed carnal living, you're in trouble already. If you live a life that's dominated by foolishness, then you're in trouble already, because these things are a hindrance to the kind of revelation that God wants to give. The carnal mind, the worldly mind, the earthbound mind is at war with God. It's at enmity with God. It's at war. There's a conflict. We must be ready to be done with the carnal mindset and its attitudes. That's what the Bible tells us to do. We must be ready to be done with the carnal mindset and its attitudes. Our mindset and our attitudes have to be reined in by the Word of God. The Father desires that the eyes of our understanding become fully flooded with the light of God. The Father desires that the eyes of our understanding become fully flooded with the light of God. No more wandering in the darkness. Ephesians 1, you should be there by now, beginning with verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, the Lord Jesus was speaking, and he said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. He promises that if we would stick with him, we would not walk in darkness. We would not be in the dark, but that we would have the light of life. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 46. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 46. Jesus said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So the Lord's saying we have no business being in the dark, because he is coming to our lives and he's our light. Amen. Our Father wants our hearts to be flooded with the light of life. He wants us to know and to understand the hope to which each of us has been called. He wants us to know who we're supposed to be in Christ. Amen. He wants us to know and to understand the richness of his glorious inheritance in the saints. It's not just an inheritance, any old inheritance. It's a glorious inheritance. And not only is it glorious, but it has richness with it, powerful inheritance in the saints. He wants us to know and to understand the unlimited, exceeding greatness of his power in and for those of us who have decided to believe him. His power doesn't just work in us, it works for us. But it's for those who have decided to believe him. Our Father gave a public demonstration of the working of his mighty power, which he exercised. He put it on public display, in other words, in Jesus Christ, when he raised Jesus from the dead. Our Father gave a public demonstration of the working of his mighty power. You want to see the working of his mighty power? Watch him raise Jesus from the dead. And after this miracle, he seated Jesus Christ at his own right hand in heavenly places. You see, when you come to the Word, you can't just read phrases. You have to be able to see with the eyes of your understanding. Well, where in heavenly places, you say? I've never been to heaven yet. Well, these heavenly places, far, far, far above all the principalities. You hear me binding the principalities in the opening prayer. Well, this place, this heavenly place, is far, far, far above all these principalities that you hear me binding. Far, far above all other power, no matter who has it, where it is, and what they're doing with it. He's seated far, far, far above all other power. Far, far, far above any other exhibition of might. Far, far above all dominion. And that includes every name that is named. Not only in this world, not only in this world, not just what's going on in this world, on this planet. No. No. Far above any other king, prime minister, president, dictator, ruler, or leader, whether they be humans or spirit. This honor was given to Jesus Christ, and it is far greater than the honor given to Moses or Abraham or Joseph or Paul or Peter or John. Far above any honor that we have ever known of, the honor given to Jesus Christ is so much greater. Our Father wants each of us to be so filled with the light of his truth that we can perceive and know the future which we are destined to share with him. He wants us so filled with the light of his truth that we begin to perceive the things that we'll be doing with the Father when we go home. Amen. Most of us are so concerned with what we have to do down here, we haven't thought about, well, there's a day when we transition from here and we go on with the Father. Amen. It's so. This greatness to which Jesus Christ ascended is not limited to this world only, but also in that world which is to come. And our Heavenly Father has placed all things, not some things, not a few things, all things under Jesus' feet. And Jesus Christ has been raised to be the head over all things to the church, the body of Christ. That's right. That's what has taken place. That's what has happened. Verse 19 of Ephesians 1, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought or put on display in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Where? Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, saints, that's a lot to swallow. It is. It's a lot to take in and to take hold of all at once. But as your pastor, I encourage you to read aloud and meditate on this passage every day of our upcoming 10-day fast. We will be meditating on Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23 every day of our 10-day fast. Amen? We will be focused on this passage. We will be focusing our attention on this passage of Scripture every day that it may soak into us. We want it to soak into us. You know, when you have cosmetic, you can spray it on yourself. Well, then that means it's just on the surface. Or you can use a different form, and you can rub it on yourself. And you do a little rubbing. It's right there, just barely under the surface of the skin. Or you can use a different form, and you can really rub it in till it penetrates more than one layer. And you can go yet further, and it can be injected, or it can be applied through a transdermal application. You see, what we're saying is that you can't just spray this word on you. It has to go in deep. It has to go beyond the first few layers. It's got to go in deep. In fact, it has to go through all those layers down into the bone, down into what makes up the bone, the marrow. It's got to sink deep into you, saints. The word can't just be, oh, I read that. Oh, I've got that. No. It's got to go deep inside your innermost being, and it's got to put down roots in you. It's got to find roots in you. Amen? It's got to become part of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That must needs be take place. Or else you're just reading words and you still don't have the understanding or enlightenment that the Lord wants you to have. Because this enlightenment and understanding is essential for your growth. Also, do recast the message from Wednesday night service entitled Radically Saved from Sin, as this message is a continuation of the previous message. To become transformed into the image of Christ, you must be prepared for the processes of the transformation. You have to be prepared for the processes of the transformation. First, each of us must come into a deeper and more intimate knowledge of the Lord. As you progress, you will eventually receive grace to say, as Jesus said, I know the Lord because I am from him. Let me say that again, because this is a long way off in the process, but we're going to arrive, saints. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to arrive. There are a lot of Christians who start out the Christian race, as I explained to you on Wednesday night, and they get born again, okay? They repent of their sin. Then some of them get filled with the Spirit. Some of them don't. Some of them get deliverance. Some of them don't. All right? And then some of them, which is most of them, sit down right there, and they don't go a bit further. They don't press into the Lord. They don't grow anymore. They just sit there and vegetate on the pew, so to speak. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to experience the more in him. But some of us are still vacillating back and forth on whether we believe this or whether we believe that. Some of us haven't made up our minds on Jesus Christ yet. So, saints, as I said, if you want to go on with the Lord, you have to be prepared, because there are many processes that the Holy Spirit will take us through. Amen? Because this is what the Lord wants. He wants us to be like Jesus, not like who we are right now or who we used to be. He wants us to press forward. Amen? Amen. First, each of us must come into a deeper and more intimate knowledge of the Lord. As you progress, you will eventually receive grace to say, as Jesus said, I know the Lord because I am from him. Saints, again, this is a process. Just as deliverance is a process and it comes off in layers, well, this growth is a process, and it has many processes within the process. Amen. There is no microwave nor any buttons to push. There is nothing instant about this process of growth. We must become prepared to live a sacrificial life in Christ to the glory of God, our Father. Amen? In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, I'm begging you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable. Amen. Reasonable. That's what God said. Jesus Christ knew his Father through intimacy with the Word of God. Jesus Christ knew his Father through intimacy with the Word of God. As Jesus studied and meditated on the Word, he was able to clearly see who he was and what his Father had commissioned him to accomplish. As he studied and meditated on the Word, he was able to clearly see who he was and what his Father had commissioned him to accomplish. It was through Jesus' knowledge, through his understanding, through his comprehension, through his revelation, and through his inspiration of the Holy Scriptures that he could face Satan and defeat him. The Scriptures were a part of him, and they must become a part, each of us, as well. Jesus Christ used the Word that was a very part of him as a strong and powerful weapon to silence his enemy. He allowed the Word to dwell richly in him. That's what the Bible says. He allowed the Word to dwell richly in him. Amen. Amen. Hold on, let me find that point. There. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, we are told, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. That doesn't mean scantily. It means richly. Amen? We must allow for this. See, it says, let the word of Christ. We have to allow for the process. Amen. Jesus Christ used the word that was a very part of him as a strong and powerful weapon to silence his enemies. Saints, the word of God must live in us and make its home in us, much more so than our blood which moves through our natural bodies. The word must dwell in us more richly than that. Amen. The holy word of God must become flesh to us. The word has to penetrate our hearts, our minds, our spirit. The word has to penetrate our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. Amen. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, we find the following. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So the word of God, we must meditate on it day and night. Why? So that we'll be able to do what it says to do. Because when we do what it says to do, then we make our way prosperous and we bring about good success for ourselves and others. Amen? Amen. God would not command us to do this if it were impossible for us to accomplish. As God's word goes down deep in us, forming roots in our spirit, our minds are going to be renewed. Our eyes will open. Amen. Our spiritual eyes will open. Isn't that marvelous? Yes, it is. It's marvelous.
our spiritual eyes will open, and you will finally get it. You'll come to know him. You will see for yourself. Psalm 34, verse 8. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He says, taste and see. Taste first, then see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. Amen. So, we're going to find Brother Bill. And we're going to access a new mind, a mind that agrees with the Lord. We're going to grow some more. Amen. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. We have some awesome praise reports tonight. Let's get into it. NK says, praise Jesus has highlighted to us the hidden spirit which creates daily issues between my son and me. KK unknowingly inherited from his parents, but now it is uncovered, and we are in a position to fight. I'm so grateful. Lord, we wait as you work. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, saints, it comes off in layers, and the Lord will show you when he's ready to cleanse something. He will always be there to help you. And D47 has a praise report. I was in a situation where I needed some extra money to help with gas expenses for my road trip to my next travel assignment. At first, I was number one. I couldn't get money advance up front. But I put in a prayer request and did the spiritual warfare as I was led to do. And today I got my breakthrough. God made a way for them to give me my travel allowance money up front in advance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. Dina has a praise report. The Lord showed Pastor Sabrina a fallen tree blocking my path. Well, I had a dream a few weeks ago, and I saw these men cutting down trees in my yard. Wow, God is so good all the time. Thank you, Lord, for much needed deliverance and revelations. Praise you, Lord, for that. Tiffany has a praise report. Another praise for God continually convicted me about gaming, which I had picked up again about a few months ago. I heard Pastor's statement a few weeks ago about gaming and giving your mind over to the devil. God made it very clear for me that was for me, or at least I was one of the people he was speaking to. I finally got the message along with more reasons why I should quit completely, and over a week ago I did. He is important, and I need to show him just that. Thank you, Lord, for loving me, for caring. You're such an awesome God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Playing video games are very dangerous, saints. Whenever my son came and lived with me, whenever I was first become a member of this ministry, I bought a game called Command and Conquer to play on our computer with him, trying to connect with him. And a week later, I'm up all night playing that stinking video game with him. And I went through some terrible warfare to get free of it. Don't let it get entrenched into your mind. Praise you, Lord, for setting me free too. I just praise you, Lord. Amy Miller says, praise God for deliverance tonight. I feel so much freer and more is coming. Praise the Lord. I will recast and participate in that deliverance. Hallelujah. Lord, you deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship as I bless your holy name. Amen. 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 And for him has praise report. I'd like to thank the Lord Jesus for a very smooth journey and seamless transition very recently. Hallelujah. He did it again. Secondly, I was pulled over for a sheriff. And he says, you know, you're the ones that sneak up on you out of nowhere. And I laughed during the journey. I was 2 miles over the speed limit or thereabouts. He said because my record was very clean, that he'll let me off with a warning, no ticket. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, saints, anytime the police or sheriff come up to your car, bind their devils before they get there, and it'll go so much better for you. Praise you, Lord. Now, Deborah B. Davis has a praise report. A couple nights ago, I had a dream where me and family members had purchased tickets to some type of performance. I presented the ticket to gain entry, and a woman at the door informed me that they were testing with a new security screening before allowing anyone in. She told me not to worry, that it wasn't going to hurt, that everyone had to do it. I agreed, and then I was instructed to lay face down on something. I thought this was strange to do it, but I did it anyway. I could see her hand was raised, and she was gripping a long object. I felt myself move slightly in anticipation of what was coming and thinking this is not going to hurt. Suddenly, I was inside an invisible casing or shield. I didn't feel anything when the object made contact with my neck. I remember thinking, oh, okay, this really is just a test because it didn't hurt. She tried again the second time and nothing happened. The third time, I noticed that she became angry. It was the moment I began thinking, wait a minute, something's not right here. She keeps hitting me on the back of my neck and nothing is happening. Isn't that a good sign, or she really trying to hurt me? I got up from whatever I was lying on and told her that it was not working and I no longer wanted to participate. I then woke up and took a moment to gather my thoughts together. I thought to myself, wow, what a strange dream. So I bound the dream, and I was about to go back to sleep. Before I could go back to sleep, the Lord revealed me that someone was trying to kill me. I immediately went into spiritual warfare, repented, renounced, and broke the agreement, bound death, sent back, and praised God for protecting me, and then went back to sleep. The memory of this dream came back to me on Wednesday when I heard Pastor Sabrina mention that giving the radically saved from sin sermon, that we need to post our praise reports and that someone was even saved from death. I immediately knew that was me. I repented to God for not sharing this testimony, and I asked him how to make make more sensitive to his promptings of the things he's doing in my life and when to share them with others. I didn't post this report after the sermon as instructed because I needed the Lord to help me with the details since they were foggy. God's mercy protects us even when we're in our dreams and we don't know what we are doing. My logic is that the dream, I agreed to putting my neck under his door to be killed. The devil cannot do anything to us unless we agree, and thereby providing an open door. In the dream, I was agreeing to my own death, but by grace, love, and mercy of God, shielded, protected, and rescued me until I came to my senses. Hallelujah. Getting emotional now with all this. Hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, you need to do the dream protocol every time you have a dream. And I'll repost it in the chat room again. And Rosie has a praise report. I had a decorative piece in my kitchen. It was a frog hole. Yes, ma'am.
Brother Bill, excuse me just a moment. I'd like to say something. The Holy Spirit prompted me as I was listening to this that during the fast, during our 10-day fast, we will memorize the dream protocol as it is written. Amen? We will memorize the dream protocol as it is written. Amen? You know, we ask you to put it in your Bible, to actually attach it to the inside of your Bible so that you can always find it. But the Lord believes and wants us to memorize it, to memorize the dream protocol, not as you think in your head, but as it is actually written. Amen? Amen. So we're going to be meditating on that scripture from Ephesians 1 every day of the fast, and we're going to memorize the dream protocol during the fast. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I'm posting it in the chat room now. There we go. All right. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Help us all to memorize and make it easy. Praise you, Lord, for that. Rosie has a praise report. I had a decorative piece in my kitchen. It was a frog holding a beer mug with a cigarette in his mouth. It wore a chef's hat and an apron and said dead end on it. I've had it for years. I never thought anything of it. I just thought it was a cute piece because it represented how much I dislike cooking. But this day I walked by it and I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to get rid of it because what it represented wasn't pleasing to him. So immediately I got rid of it. My daughter has a problem with smoking, and I'm not sure if that was part of the issue. Regardless, it's gone. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing me the things that are not pleasing to my Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Amy Miller has a praise report. I was just reminded that I need to give God the glory over healing my granddaughter. After many posted prayers and praying and calling to ask why, Dr. Sabrina revealed to me that God was waiting on Awen to repent for fears and wrongful attitudes. After that, we talked to Awen, and she did repent and acknowledge things to God, and he healed her of that nasty cough. Praise God, for he is good, and his mercies endure forever. Yes, praise you, Lord. If we do it your way, you always work. You always help us. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, for that. Dina has a praise report. Praise God. The Lord led me to find more items that are needed to be removed. I found two gift cards I forgot I purchased for $25. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Caroline has a testimony. I just want to encourage you. Last year, I shared with you that I went out with a sister from a church to have a coffee, and under heavy warfare with the spirit on my neck, it was troubling, including the drink and cake, a waste of money and time. I came home and stepped down at my front door, and the Holy Spirit told me I was going to trip. The lady was already inside. She took my bag and said my arms were empty. Something pushed me from behind and started to fall, and I could feel the wings of an angel. He lifted me on my feet. I looked around in the parking lot, and there was a man with one of them flat with the tattoos. I did not say anything to the lady. After she left, I felt terrible pain in my big toe. The Lord Jesus has delivered me from pain several years ago. I tried to ignore this as I looked around my flat. Something off but weird by this lady arranged a few items I bought individually in my storage box and placed them on top of the sofa. I could not ignore this pain anymore. This was a shock, so I began to pray more in my prayer language. The Holy Spirit took me to look at my toe. There was a black dent on the big toe the size of a small toe. I said to the Father, I can't go to the hospital. They'll finish me off. I can't call that. The lady, the one that I could, was at work. Holy Spirit, you said to pray for a young girl. He keepeth my bones. And do you believe I said this, Lord? He said, anoint your toe. Speak to it. And plead the blood of the Lamb. And I went to bed at 7 p.m. I woke up and no problem. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for that. And KK has a praise report. I was recasting Sunday's sermon and was especially interested in the opening prayer. I was praying in agreement and coughing throughout, receiving deliverance. Shortly before recasting, the Lord showed me that I'd been dealing with an antichrist spirit that came from both my parents. Jesus set me free so that my love for him can grow and I can walk forward as his. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And a guest has a praise report. Ira, a young lady who was missing, is now back home with her family. Glory to God. And RT has a testimony. Dr. Sabrina, Assistant Pastor Bill, Brother Marshall, thank you for continuing the work of God at Miracle Internet Church. I am a stronger Christian, learning to fight, stand on the war, and stand on the word. Endurance, perseverance, discernment has increased. Not where I need to be in God, but I am getting there, and I know he has promised to complete the work he has started. All since being here at MIC, grateful to be part of the body of Christ. Glory, God be all the glory and honor and all the praise. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Those are wonderful praise reports. I just praise you, Lord. Just praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you, Lord. Now back to you, Pastor Sabrina.
Amen. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Bill. Thank you very much. You know, saints, those were some very powerful testimonies. And there are still some people with testimonies that the Lord wants everyone to hear. And you still have not done so. And I want to encourage you to do so. You see, not only do we get to hear the testimony live and it encourages each of us, when it's recorded, there are other people who come along and who recast the broadcast. Some of them, it's their first time listening. And they've never known anything about God moving in anybody's life that's on the earth now like that. And you see, testimonies touch people's hearts. And when people recast a broadcast and they hear a testimony that touches their heart, it moves them a little closer to the Lord. And so what I'm trying to say to you is the Lord wants to use your testimony to help people open up to the Holy Spirit. It's very important. It's not something we should take lightly. It's extremely important. People need the Lord. People need to be saved. People need to be touched by the Holy Spirit. They need to experience our God. And your testimonies are a part of that. And so I want to encourage you to reconsider how you feel, because you know life is not about how you feel. It never has been. It never will be. It's about the Father's purposes. And your testimony is a part of his purpose. So we don't want to deprive anyone of the encouragement that is needed for them to receive the Lord. So we willingly, as living sacrifices, offer our testimonies as a blessing and as hope to those who need it. Amen? You know, some of you, things have happened in tragedies, and you've seen the Lord move. But we need your testimony. There are some of you, you had near misses with death. We need your testimony. There are some of you, you've lost items, but the Lord helped you to find it. All of these things touch human lives. People need the Lord. And the Lord wants to use your testimony. Amen? So don't deprive anyone of what they need. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to our guest call-in, and our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. And we're going to area code 650. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Serena, for taking my, Pastor Serena, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask for prayer for, and I've posted it, for my nervous system. You know, I got to say, being involved with the ministry, I've really realized how negative and cynical I've been. So obviously now that I'm fighting, there's a huge war going in my mind, and I do all the suggestions, you know, communion, casting down imaginations, the thoughts, and it's such a battle, which is fine because I'm in this for the long haul. I know Brother Bill has mentioned it takes time, but I would like prayer, please. It's just like activated my nervous system. It's quite a battle.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Is this a trait that's in your family line?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it is. It's generational, both sides of the family. You know, suicide, depression, mental illness. Yes.
Okay.
I've had since I was a little girl. You know, I was a chronic bedwetter too till I was about 23. That almost the day I married my husband. So it's like been entangled in my personality, and I've come a long way, but not. There's still something there, you know.
All right. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Lord Jesus,
I have sinned in my lifetime.
I have sinned in my lifetime.
And I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Of all of my sins.
Of all of my sins.
Of the sins of my family line.
Of the sins of my family line.
The sins of my husband's family line.
The sins of my husband's family line.
I repent and I turn away from them all.
I repent and turn away from them all.
I repent.
I repent.
Of all affiliations.
Of all affiliations.
And associations.
Association
and love for any spirit that is not of you and I loose myself from these spirits in Jesus' name.
I loose myself from these spirits in Jesus' name.
I want nothing to do with them.
I want nothing to do with them.
I want nothing to do with their power.
I want nothing to do with their power.
I want nothing to do with their influence.
I want nothing to do with their influence.
Because they are not of Jesus Christ.
Because they are not of Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus, I ask for you to come live in my heart and be my Savior and the Lord of my life.
Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my heart to be my Lord and Savior and be the Lord of my life.
I ask you to forgive me completely.
Oh, please, Father, I ask you to forgive me completely.
I ask you to deliver me.
I ask you to deliver me.
I ask you to heal me.
I ask you to heal me.
I give you my life, my love, and all of my loyalty.
I give you my life, my love, and all my loyalty.
I want nothing to do with Satan and his power.
I want nothing to do with Satan and his powers.
I only want you, Lord Jesus.
I only want you, Lord Jesus.
I denounce. And renounce. All religious teaching. And all instruction. That are against Jesus Christ.
I was raised Catholic. Thank you.
That are against Jesus Christ. Every doctrine and every teaching that is against Jesus Christ. I renounce it now. And I call it sin. I forgive myself. For all the sins I've committed. And I forgive all others. For the sins that they committed against me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your throne with our sister who has confessed and has repented, Lord. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind boldly in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that is hindering the transmission of this recording in the name of Jesus. With the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke. There, every entanglement of the devil, every vow, every covenant, every agreement, all words spoken, all heart commitment, we cut her free in Jesus' name. We bind spirits that were transferred in the name of Jesus, and we command them to come out of her. Come out of her now. You're bound. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus now. Come out of her now. Come out of her now. Every Babylonian spirit is bound in Jesus' name. We disconnect her from the Vatican, from the Roman Catholic Church, from the Pope, and all of the doctrines in Jesus' name. We cut her free. Come up and out of her. Kundalini, we break your powers in her life in Jesus' name. We cut you out of her lower spine in the name of Jesus. We command the chakras to open, and we split you through with the sword of the Spirit. Come out of her. Every ungodly spirit, every snake spirit, every serpent spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her right now. All bitterness, all unforgiveness, all hard feelings, all anger, all repressed anger, come out now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All negativity, come out. All cynical spirits, come out. All criticizing spirits, come out. All judgmental spirits, come out. All pride, you're bound in Jesus' name. Yes, deep breath and talk. Leviathan, we cut off your head. We pull off all your armor. Come out of the family line in the name of Jesus Christ. All the pride. Come on out now. Go into the cage. To the feet of Jesus for judgment. All the pride, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the rejection bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All the rejection from the root. We uproot you in the name of Jesus. Come out. All the rejection. All the pride, all the rejection, you're bound, go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All the fear, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. All of the fear,
All the inherited curses. Come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Come out of her now. All those inherited curses coming down the family line. Come out of her right now. Right now. All the depression, all the lies, all the deception. All the demons of the mind are bound in the name of Jesus Christ. All the demons of the mind coming down the family line. Come up and out. We bind spirits of unbelief, the evil heart of unbelief. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Come up and out in Jesus' name. All the spirits coming down her husband's same line, they're bound, all of them, in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and call from your gut. Call from your gut. Call from your gut. Every illness, infirmity of the mind, you're bound in Jesus' name. Spirit of compromise, you're bound in Jesus' name. All the false doctrines, false teachings, false beliefs, every lie, every antichrist spirit, you're bound in the name of Jesus. All those Babylonian devils, you come out of her now. All that genuflection, and other Catholic or Islam. Hallelujah. Break the chain. We break the chain. We break the chain in Jesus' name. We break the chain. We break the chain. We break the chain. False ministries, you're bound. Come out of her. All the false ministries she's had something to do with. Come out of her now. In the name of Jesus, you're bound. All of you, false ministry, come out now, bound in the name of Jesus. Deep breath and talk. All of those spirits that came with it, all the antichrist spirits, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Come up and out. Rike, plenty of you in there. Come on out now in Jesus' name. She's denounced you and renounced you. Come out now. Murder. Come up now in the name of Jesus. Murder. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Rebellion. You're bound in Jesus' name. Rebellion. You're bound in Jesus' name. All rebellious spirits. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Come on out. High-minded spirit, you're bound in Jesus' name. Bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. An opinion of herself. Warrior, you're bound. The warrior is bound. Anxiety is clear. You're bound in Jesus' name. You're bound. Hey, the warrior is bound. Worry over this. Worry over that. Bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Break a generational worry. Come out in Jesus' name. Break a seed that Generational stress, you're bound in Jesus' name. Generational frustration, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come out of the nerves. Come out of the nerves. Repressed emotions. Come out in Jesus' name. You're bound. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Umbilical cord. Oh, shame. Umbilical cord. The mind of Christ.
Thank you, Father. You're my Savior. You're my King. You're holy. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you. You're my Savior. You're my Savior. I'll serve no other. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You are holy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I love you so much. You're my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. I serve only you. I serve only you. You've got me 100%, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you.
That's enough for now. Spend some time in the Word. Spend some time worshiping Him. And praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Yes. I love you dearly. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina, for your work.
God
thank
bless
you. Thank you.
Love
thank
you too.
God
Amen.
Bless you. I love you,
Praise
sweetheart.
The Lord. Amen.
You.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Area code 802. You're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 802. You're on the air live.
Hello, hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
My name's Amanda.
Mm-hmm. What do you need, Amanda?
I need prayer.
Okay, what's going on?
I've been struggling with depression and anxiety.
Why?
I'm not sure. I don't really know why.
Does anybody in your family have depression and anxiety?
I had an uncle, a great uncle, who killed himself. Other than that, I don't really know if anybody else has.
Your stepbrother, your uncle, Jimmy?
My uncle, I have an uncle named Jimmy and a brother named Nick, and they both hear voices in their head. My brother is paranoid sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have your prayer language?
I haven't prayed in tongues for a while, but I do believe I'm praying in tongues.
All right. Okay. Well, let's say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I've stopped growing.
I stopped growing.
I have hindrances to my growth.
I have hindrances to my growth.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For every sin that I have ever committed.
For every sin I have ever committed.
And I forgive others.
And I forgive others.
Who have sinned against me.
Who has sinned against me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
Of all the sins.
Of all the sins.
Of my family line.
Of my family line.
And of my friends.
And of my friends.
I don't want to sin anymore.
I don't want to sin anymore.
I want to live a life pleasing to you.
I want to live a life pleasing to you.
I ask you to help me.
I ask you to help me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to cleanse me.
I ask you to cleanse me.
I ask you to heal me.
I ask you to heal me.
I ask you to deliver me.
I ask you to deliver me.
I know it's going to take a while.
I know it's going to take a while.
But I trust you.
But I trust you.
Tonight is the beginning.
Tonight is the beginning.
I ask you to help me stick with the process.
I ask you to stick with me to the process.
I ask you to help me to stick with the process.
Stick with me to the process.
Ask you to help me to the process.
Thank you. Very good. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus with the sword of the Spirit, we cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, infirmity. All the sins of her family line, all the sins of her friends and associates, Ruko, throughout her life, and we cut her free from every yoke, every bondage, every chain, every fetter, every soul tie, every silver cord, every garland, every connection to the demonic realm in Jesus' name. We bind spirits of astral projection now. And we cut the silver cord in Jesus' name. We bind the demons from the family line, both sides. We bind the demons from the family lines, both sides, in Jesus' holy name. Take a deep breath and cough from your gut and keep coughing. All the demons coming down the family line, especially the fear demons, the rejection demons, the rebellion demons. Every planting that my Heavenly Father did not plant in her life, we uproot you, and we apply the fire of God to you right now in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut from her the curse of paranoid schizophrenia in Jesus' name. You're bound. Come up and out of her in Jesus' name. We cut off the ties to anxiety, stress, worry, and depression in Jesus' name. We cut off the ties to suicide. In Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. All those devils, you come out of her right now. We bind every personality in her
that is not the personality that Jesus Christ gave her. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We sever you from her real personality in Jesus' name. We command you to come up and out of her right now in the name of Jesus. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus to be judged. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your intervention. Come out of her. Come out of her right now. All those inherited personalities. Take a deep breath and cough. Keep coughing. Deep breath and cough from your gut, not your throat. That's right. Come on out of her. All of those inherited personalities, all of those demons in the family line, you're bound in Jesus' name, all of you. Yes. Father, we remit the sins of the past in Jesus' name. We take the ground. We take the ground back with the blood of Jesus. We bind every strong man, and we bind his all of his underlings to the strong man. We command the strong man to come out now in Jesus' name. Ishe, all terror, all fear, and all dread, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Come out of her now. All terror, all fear, all dread, and all paranoia, you're bound in Jesus' name. Fearing for no reason at all, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Constant fear, trauma and fear, bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Every incident in her life that has led her to fear, we submerge it under the blood of Jesus. Fire in the mind, the fire of God in the mind in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, there it is. The fire of God in the mind. The fire of God in the mind in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough, hon. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough. Erukshuturai. Spirits of murder, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Thieving spirits, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her. Lying devils, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of her. Delusional spirits, you're bound in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Spirits of deception, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, spirit of error, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out of her. We cut her free from every antichrist spirit that has touched her life since conception in Jesus' name. You're bound. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All of you. Come on out right now. All of you. Go into the cage bound to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Now I want you to take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to flood you with the Holy Spirit in your and holy fire and release your prayer language in Jesus' name. All right, what we want you to do is we want you, when you get up every day, sing a blood song, a song about the blood of Jesus to the Lord in worship. We want you to read the Gospel of John. Read the entire Gospel of John. And then from John to go into the book of Acts. All right? I want you to call us back next week and let us know how you're doing. And I want you to pray in your prayer language at least 15 minutes a day. All right?
Okay.
Nice.
All right. God bless you. We love you. Call us back again. This is just the beginning.
Yesterday, we got stopped by the snow. We were almost coming to Florida on an airplane. We almost landed there.
Well, God knows what to do in such cases, doesn't he?
He does. Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Talk to you next week. Amen. Amen. Now, let's see, where am I here? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, what did I do? We're going to appeal to the righteous judge tonight, and we're going to ask him to rule on some things. Amen. We're going to ask him to rule on some things. Amen. We're going to appeal to the righteous judge, and we're going to ask him to make some rulings. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a fundraising campaign for truckers in the Freedom Convoy 2022, which has been frozen by GoFundMe after it raised over $10 million in Canadian money and $8 million in American money. This fundraiser is currently paused and under review to ensure it complies with our terms of service and applicable laws and regulations, is the message that came from the fundraising page. The review by GoFundMe appears to be focused on several areas: the identity of the fundraisers, the use of the raised funds, and if the fundraising reflects or promotes behavior in support of violence. Smokescreen. GoFundMe said the fundraising campaign didn't violate their terms of service promoting violence at the time of creation. However, they're trying to ensure the funds will be used as intended. As the activity surrounding the protests evolve, we have been monitoring the fundraiser to ensure the funds are going to the intended recipients and that the fundraiser remains within our terms of service, GoFundMe said in a statement. The fundraising platform is also collecting information from the organizer regarding the use of funds. GoFundMe confirmed Tuesday that the fundraising campaign created for truckers protesting against the various COVID-19 mandates and restrictions across Canada is the country's second largest ever on its platform, with donations reaching over $10 million in Canadian money. After the Public Health Agency of Canada announced that foreign truck drivers can only enter Canada if fully vaccinated starting January 15th, and the U.S. Occupational Safety, OSHA, announced similar requirements starting January 22nd for non-U.S. national truckers crossing into the United States. Thousands of truckers decided to protest and meet in Ottawa in an attempt to stop the mandates. Truckers in West Canada started mobilizing on January 23rd. As the record-breaking convoy passed through different cities, they were greeted with throngs of people cheering and holding Canadian flags, with some shooting off fireworks. U.S. truckers started joining the protests soon after the creators of Freedom Fighter Nation and the attorney and her personal assistant heard the news and started getting organized in the U.S. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the city of Winston-Salem. It's working to evacuate 6,500 people as fears grow, a smoldering fertilizer plant might explode near thousands of homes, okay? Fire trucks patrolling the mandatory evacuation area early Tuesday, blowing their horns and loudspeakers blasting a warning for people to evacuate as quickly as possible. The mass exodus is due to a potentially explosive fire at the Weaver Fertilization Company in North Winston-Salem. Just under 2,500 homes are within a mile of the plant, which stores tons of explosive materials as part of its product, the city said in a tweet. Residents are being told to plan on being out of their homes for at least 48 hours, and roadblocks have been established around the area. Okay, technology. Around the area, a reverse 911 call went out at 6 a.m. Tuesday to reach those who hadn't yet left their homes. The risk that is posed by this facility is it stores ammonium nitrate. There is somewhere between 300 and 600 tons of ammonium nitrate in this facility. At about 450 degrees, ammonium nitrate becomes pretty unstable. It can explode. Fire officials later clarified those totals to report 500 tons of ammonium nitrate was inside the building and 100 tons was in a rail car outside the building. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge. Okay, let me get this back in order. Concerning more than a dozen historically black colleges and universities on Tuesday closed campus or to bomb threats on the first day of Black History Month. It was the second day this week and third in the past month that several historically black colleges and universities had received such threats. By Tuesday afternoon, most schools had been cleared and no bombs had been found. House Homeland Security Chair Benny Thompson said in a statement on Tuesday night that he was briefed by the FBI on a plan to apprehend those responsible for this violent threat. This included coordinating with federal and state officials to ensure the safety of each institution affected by this act of terrorism. Representative Val Demings of Florida, a former police chief, wrote Tuesday that the threats demand a response. As a former law enforcement officer, I'll keep working to make sure our institutions and law enforcement have the resources they need to keep all of our students and communities safe. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer on Monday called for a complete and thorough investigation. Also, the historically black university that's in Jacksonville also received one of those bomb threats. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge on all Masonic orders and lodges worldwide, including all activities, rites, ceremonies, policies, rituals, community involvements, political involvement, secrets, idolatries, memberships, along with the Order of the Eastern Star. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning there is no issue more fundamental to democracy than voting rights. But last month when the Senate debated the most far-reaching voting rights legislation in decades, some of the most influential players in the fight were almost totally invisible to the public. The dark money lobbying groups that draft laws and fund campaigns behind closed doors away from public view. Amen. So those are the situations that we're presenting to the righteous judge, the Lord of hosts, and we want to thank him for his direct intervention in such matters in Jesus' name. Brother Marshall, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. Wow. Father God, please show all of us how you want us to pray. Inspire us by your Spirit. We thank you for that unction, the anointing, Father God, that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy, because we know apart from you, Lord Jesus, we can do nothing. Even as you said, Lord Jesus, apart from the Father, you could do nothing. You make it abundantly clear. You showed us the way. So you had to pour out your blood, your soul, to redeem us back from the devil, and we thank you for doing so. We thank you for showing your extravagant, extravagant, extravagant love for every human being you spoke into being. So we pray for all those in authority, Father God, and all those that we've been interceding for, will intercede for, that you send the Holy Spirit to help us all and help me, help us all to pray the way you want. And we thank you for the privilege of coming before your throne of grace, even in time of need, Father God, in Jesus, according to Hebrews 4:16. And also Ephesians 2:18. Through him, through you, Lord Jesus, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Jesus, you have power to lay down your life and power to take it up again. We thank you that when we have fellowship together, communion together with you, said if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Thank you that you're in the midst. As we have fellowship with you, we drink into one Spirit with you, and we come before your throne of grace, Father. We ask you to forgive us all of our personal sins and generational iniquities, Father God, for all of us and those we can stand in for, even as you show us in your word. We know about generational iniquities, Father God, and they were not ignorant of these things. Not only the book of Daniel, chapter 9, book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, it said that they stood up in Nehemiah 9:3. They stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God after praying and fasting 1/4 part of the day. Another 1/4 part of the day, they confessed and worshiped the Lord. And in verse 2, it says, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquity of their fathers. So we repent, renounce every spirit of idolatry, presumption, every spirit of stinking thinking. And we know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And we bring into captivity every thought to obedience to Christ. So we commit our way to you, Lord. We trust also in you, Lord Jesus, and you'll bring it to pass. And we thank you, Jesus, for ever living to make intercession for us. Make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Lord. And we thank you for your faith. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And you said in 1 John chapter 5, and starting verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, the spirit of the world. Help me, Father. Every spirit committed against this temple, Holy Spirit, and this voice, I bind you, command you, rend out the arm, no one on the way. Loose! Be brought before the feet of Jesus, be just tormented even immediately, even before the time. In Jesus' name, I bind every distracting spirit, every hindering spirit, in Jesus' name. And you said in 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. And we thank you for the privilege of having your Spirit in us, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, we ask for your help in Jesus' name. Thank you for sending obedient angels, warring angels, all necessary and beneficial angels, including the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. Deliver us all. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For all whosoever, you said, what shall I render unto the Lord for his benefits to me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. For your name's sake, deliver us all and all those who have been interceded for in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so, including all those in any position of authority, even as you told us to pray in 1 Timothy chapter 2. We pray for all those in authority, Father God, that you send the Holy Ghost, to even heads of household, heads of local municipalities, heads of police departments, heads of colleges, universities, different kinds of schools, public schools, private schools, parochial schools, Father. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost to minister all those in authority, including all those having anything to do with this convoy for freedom in Canada and the other convoys for freedom spreading all across the globe, not just the United States, but in Europe, in different places in Europe, even in Australia, Father God. And this is not published, of course, by the mainstream news media, only Internet, Father God. We ask you to keep all the lines of communication open, Father God, in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit trying to cause cyber attacks and interference with communications in Jesus' name. We thank you for keeping the lines of communication open. We ask you to expose what needs to be exposed, Father God, in Jesus' name, concerning what's going on, not just in this situation, all the different situations, including all these different items Pastor Sabrina just read about, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as you said in your word, because Jesus speaking says, where is that, Lord? In Mark 4:22, among many other places. For there is nothing hid, Jesus says, which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret that should be, that it should come abroad. We ask you to expose the intent of what's going on from all the different sides, Father God, many different factions. We know no one's righteous apart from being washed in the blood of Jesus, Father. None of us were born holy. None of us were born righteous. You do call many, Father God. But you did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. We ask you, Father God, to call many, many in the valley of decision to repentance, Father God, to come out of a game with every spirit of ungodly, stinking thinking, Father God, in Jesus' name, including those in the Canadian government, the United States government, and all the governments of the world, and all the different agendas, and all those behind the scenes. And we know, Father God, that there's, since there are many, many people involved with the Convoy for Freedom in Canada, Father God, and we thank you that this is awesome and wonderful, Father God, that many people are standing up to put freedom over fear. And we thank you that Jesus came to make the captives free, progressively free, as we abide in his word. Because Jesus said to those Jews that believed in him, and all the people that believe in him, if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. We ask you to help make all those people in Canada free, free from public disgrace, free from a perversion of what the facts are. We ask you to bring to light if there are any mixed in with their ranks, Father God, including those involved with the funding that have ulterior motives, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring it all to the light. And Jesus says, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And we thank you for doing so. And every witchcraft curse and every occultic spirit trying to interfere with what you want done to bring freedom and liberty, because Jesus came to help us be all free, Father God. That's what he said over in Luke 4:22, in Jesus' name. And we thank you that, Jesus, we ask that your word will come to pass in this realm, in this season, Father, in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of our Lord, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, praise the Lord. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, amen and amen. And all those brokenhearted ones need to have their hearts healed, so help them to realize that God loves them perfectly, and perfect love can take care of all kinds of nasty things that hurt from the past. To preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Father, we pray this will be an acceptable year in your sight, Father God. We know there are many in the valley of decision. Help them make the right choices, Father God. We thank you for all the children, all the many people, many children I've heard giving praises and thanks to these truckers in Canada going up against great odds, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for the children, because they realize their future is being determined by the outcome of this, whether they'll be free or they'll be under the thumb of tyrants, Father God, in Jesus' name, or worse yet, under the boot of the equivalent of a Nazi, Father God, in Jesus' name, even as they've been persecuting the Christians up there, even with Pastor Archer Pulowski, who has been talked about more than once or twice on the Internet in different settings, Father, in Jesus' name, that how his stance against the tyranny from Canada, and which some people were saying, we're calling it Chinada. And some of the signs have said Canada is not China. But, Father God, there's been a tremendous amount of pressure and influence from the CCP. Father, we ask that you expose everything that's going on, not just in Canada, but all the nations in the United States and every other place. And we thank you for doing so, bringing it to light in Jesus' name. Even as Jesus said in his word in Luke 8:17, Jesus said, for there's nothing secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad, not just concerning what's going on in this issue with the Freedom Convoy that Pastor Sabrina just read about, and why they don't want to be forced to take something in their bodies that has not been approved or proven to be safe and effective, even though a lot of people like to speak those words. But we know there's all kinds of words that don't necessarily have validity to them. And we bind every spirit of ungodly fear. In fact, you bind, you Satan, every one of your underlings in Jesus' name. We bind every witchcraft curse, every spirit trying to trying to create different narratives, trying to cause fear. We bind every ungodly Satan, you the mind binder, you the strong man are perpetually, continually bound, and all your undone, according to Matthew 18:18, as well as Matthew 16:19 and Mark 3:27. We first bind the strong man. And Satan, you're bound, all your underlings are bound in Jesus' name. And every witchcraft curse sent against all of us and all the saints, not just Serena Session, not just Bill Pringle, all the Miracle Internet Church family members, and all those connected related to each of us, and all those we're interceding for, including those standing for the truth as best they know how. Every witchcraft curse, especially the members of the body of Christ, and those came into the body of Christ, are returned at least sevenfold on the heads of the spirits that sent them to do to those spirits what they intended to do to us in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. Not only according to Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 and 31, but also Psalm 79:12, in Jesus' name, where it is written, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. And Lord, you said, whatever you do the least of these, you've done it unto me. And those that are trying to cause harm to the children, Father God, not just in Canada, in the United States, all over the world, trying to force so-called vaxes, which aren't even vaxes, they're just a gene-altering concoction come out of the pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft that are trying to bring us into being controlled by somebody other than the Lord Jesus Christ, other than the Holy Ghost, other than God the Father. Concoctions, Father God, that are not meant as a blessing, Father, in Jesus' name, but the opposite. We bind all the spirit of mass psychosis and all the ungodly spirits behind it, and every spirit of tyranny and all the related spirits in Jesus' name. Every spirit of witchcraft trying to control people against their will, we cancel your demonic assignments in Jesus' name. I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear, pertaining to each and every one of us, and each member of the body of Christ, and those coming into the body of Christ, in Jesus' name. For thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways, as it is written in Job 22:28, and as joint heirs with Christ, as it is written in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, praise the Lord, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And you said, call upon the name of the Lord and he'll be delivered. We thank you for delivering us from ungodly fear and all those connected and related to each of us and all the mind control spirits, Father, in Jesus' name. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with them, they may be glorified together. But the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory that we shall receive in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, looking forward to what comes ahead, Father. It's coming up soon. Maybe not as soon as some people would like, but it's coming soon enough. And we thank you, Father. Deliver all those in the Winston-Salem area from the plans and wealth and the potential inconveniences and potential dangers, Father God. But reveal what's really going on behind the scenes, because we've heard from many different sources, many of us have, I'm pretty sure, that there some people have an agenda that don't want people to have enough food. Just like we heard Pat Holiday talk about the original true Bishop Kenko when he was serving the devil, and he was not allowed to have enough protein, enough meat, because that made him weak. He was not allowed to get enough sleep, just like the devils want to keep people nervous and upset so they can't sleep well. We bind up every one of these spirits behind trying to cause people to not get enough nourishment and enough sleep. We bind every one of the demons, including the spirits behind the reduction and the fossil fuels, which are used actually in the production of fertilizer. And fertilizer is kind of basic for many large-scale farmers. They use fertilizer. Why? Because they want an abundance of crops. And Father God, and many of the farmers have been paid recently to plow under their crops and not bring them to market. And if they bring them to market, they're penalized. So, Father God, they're incentivized to not do what's right for the people, Father God. We ask you to expose what's going on behind the reduction in fertilizer globally and what's behind this agenda in the Winston-Salem fertilizer plant at Weaver Fertilizer Company. And if it's maybe just a simple little accident, Father God, I don't know. I really don't. But you know everything, Lord. All things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Heavenly Father, and you, Lord Jesus, you know everything that's going on. You know what it's in everyone's heart. You know what everyone's thinking when they're awake, when they're asleep, all over the world, billions of people. And you are much, much smarter than any computer and much more compassionate than any statesman or anyone else or even any godly policeman. Father, we ask you to help the people that have been taken out of their homes and protect them and help them to find safe passage. Bless them according to Psalm 91, Psalm and their properties and all that pertain to them. No one will steal anything from them if they're out of their houses. We ask you to have your angels charge over what pertains to them. And while they're out, Father God, provide shelter in the appropriate places, protect them and their children and their family members and all that pertain to them, Father God, even those who have not accepted Jesus yet, and use this situation to cause many to actually seek the Lord, Father, in Jesus' name. Because nothing in this world is dependable, Father God. Only this dependable is you, Lord. Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Everything else can change, but you remain the same, and you remain faithful. You're the faithful one, and you're faithful to all your promises, and all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. We'd ask for your divine adjudication from the righteous judge concerning what's going on in this situation with the fertilizer company in Jesus' name. And we ask in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. We ask for your adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the more than a dozen historical black colleges and universities who've had this attack, whether it's real or whether it's planned as a false flag. We bind all spirits behind false flags as well, and every spirit trying to cause brother against brother, trying to cause anger and hatred and bitterness against different groups in Jesus, including between blacks and white, and they've been trying to stir this up a long time. All spirits behind civil war, all spirits behind every spirit of Zeus is bound domestically, internationally, bind every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, because we know that's Satan's plan, and that's what he likes to do. They bind every one of the spirits. Satan, you're bound, and all your underlings remain perpetually, continually bound. Concerning the situation, concerning the historically black colleges, in Jesus' name, not just in Mississippi, kind of a set of, but in Florida, and every one of these colleges, in Jesus' name. And we also cancel all the word curses spoken about a violent threat, quote unquote. When Sabrina read it, it's all in quotes, because who came up with these words? Act of terrorism, in quotes. That means they're trying to put these thoughts into people's minds. We need to put right thoughts in people's minds. How about, you know, some people in the so-called woke generation, and there may be some benefit to this, that some people have had slaves, and there should be, what is it called? You pay back the people that have been harmed. It's kind of like when the Jewish people came out of Israel, they came out with silver and gold because they've been working for nothing for 400 years. And so they got something, and that's fine. How about the thing they're doing in Australia where they're offering people $600,000 Australian dollars if they've had damages from the vaccine? Well, that's very nice, even if they die, but maybe it'll help their family members if they're still alive. But, Father, we ask you to bring about that kind of a thing. If there's any been harmed by the so-called vax, in Jesus' name, you ask you to bring about proper retribution, or there's another word for it, But, Father God, that you bring about the proper adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name. And, of course, money doesn't pay for someone's health being taken away from them for the rest of their life, or even just for a season, Father God. But we ask you, Father God, that you will work in these situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for a thorough and complete investigation, not just by the police and the so-called people who are supposed to look into these things, that are supposed to be working for the benefit of the United States of America, but to whoever they're working for. You know, Lord, we ask you to bring everything into the light, and we ask for a proper investigation, Father God, by the Godhead in Jesus. And I ask your angels to watch over these situations, Father God, and bring everything into the light, even from the different scriptures we read, not just from Mark 4:22 and Luke 8:17 in Jesus. And we ask for your adjudication, Father God, from the righteous judge on all the Masonic orders, lodges globally, all over the world, Father God, including all activities, rites, ceremonies, policies, rituals, community involvement, political involvement, so-called secrets, idolatries, membership, all the members exposed, along with the Order of the Eastern Star, not just our acting vice president, supposed to be a vice president, who's apparently been listed as an Order of the Eastern Star. We ask you to bring everything into the light, and we know that almost all presidents, maybe only two haven't been, members of the Masonic Order in this nation, even going all the way back to George Washington. We ask you to bring everything to the light, Father God, in Jesus. And some have been a mixture, just like some of the people in the Southern Baptist Convention, Father God. Some of the good pastors, the good old Southern Baptist churches, are also members of the Masonic Lodge. We ask you to bring everything to the light and expose what's going on in Jesus' name. We ask for a divine adjudication, Father God, from the righteous judge, concerning the voting bill that was debated in the Senate recently, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for causing two Democratic senators to have the backbone to stand up against this thing, to overturn what would really be a Democratic process, where the ability to actually have one vote count for one person without causing it to be kind of totally controlled by ulterior with ulterior motives. And even as Dr. Sabrina read about the dark money lobbying groups that have drafted laws and fund campaigns behind closed doors, we ask you, Father God, to expose all these things. Bring everything out into the light. And we thank you, Father, for doing so. We thank you for exposing what's really going on behind what the so-called international global tyranny, Father God, in Jesus. And some people are calling it that. Some people are calling it, oh, it's a terrible pandemic. And some people have said, well, if it's a terrible pandemic, how come all these people that are being allowed to flood across the southern border are not required to get a vaccine? Oh, because they're not United States citizens, and because they could sue the drug companies, and the drug companies are forbidden from being sued by United States citizens, but not by aliens that come into this country. Isn't that interesting? All the people that were flown in, Father God, those nice people, maybe they're nice, that were flown in, not the American citizens, not the children, not those people that were favorable to the United States, the people that were flown in from Afghanistan. What were they given? They were given ivermectin, but they weren't given this wonderful booster, and they're not given a jab. No, they were given ivermectin. Wonder why that is. So, Father God, we ask you to bring to light what's really going on, what the agenda is, Father, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for doing so, and we give you praise and honor and glory, because you said, if two of you on earth agree concerning anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. And from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons down there. Second heavens, first heavens, and deep to all those who have interceded, including all those in positions of authority, including all those in the Eastern Star and Masonic groups and all the other occultic groups and all the other spirits behind the cult of the medical tyranny cult. We bind, it is a cult. It's a medical. It's a different religion. We bind the spirits behind the medical tyranny cult, as well as the Masonic Lodge, Eastern Star, and every other occultic group, even those from the Catholicism that are worshiping a different Jesus, Father God, and all the different cults, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to bring it to light. You, Satan, are bound. All your underlings are bound. Every spirit trying to bring in the new world order are bound. Every spirit trying to bring in a new world religion has nothing to do with the real Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, perpetually, continually bound. Because Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for sending your Holy Spirit to bring conviction. We ask you to save the souls of those that can be saved, Father God. Those in authority that can be saved, Father God. Is that we might lead a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Those in corporations, those in schools, universities, municipalities, state governments, Father God. Remove those that can be that you want removed, and change the hearts of those that can be changed. And we thank you, Father God, for changing those that are involved with any things that are not legitimate in your sight, Father God, and replacing them that will do your bidding, that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, for keeping us by the power of your name. We thank you for restoring the glory the Lord Jesus had with you from before the foundation of the world. And we thank you for keeping us by the power of your name, even as Jesus prayed to you in John 17:11. Jesus said, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep to thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And we thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst for all of your servants and all your saints and those coming into the body of Christ. And we thank you for that amazing, amazing grace, Father God, even as you protected not only Albert Lupnus when he had a man come out with a revolver right behind him, Father God, the revolver fell out of his hand, and even as you protected Pat Holiday many times, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your glory for defense, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all the benefits of Psalm 91 over all.